This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scarlett Robertson. For the second time, Mary Ratliff was elected to continue her term as president of the Missouri NAACP by only one vote. And her challenger, Rod Chappell of Jefferson City, says he might contest the election results again. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Ratliff won a one-vote victory Saturday. It was the second election for the NAACP presidency, after a similar result in September. Chappell has tried since July to unseat Ratliff, who has held the presidency for 20 years. He says the organization is not properly using technology and was not being aggressive enough in its advocacy. The leader of the Missouri Senate hopes two measures targeting the federal health care law will be among the first debated in his chamber this year. Senate President Pro Tem Rob Mayer, a Republican from Dexter, supports a measure that would ask voters to amend the state constitution to prohibit government mandates to have health insurance. Missouri voters overwhelmingly passed a similar law in 2010, but the proposed amendment could have greater strength and would put the issue back on the ballot as President Barack Obama seeks re-election. Mayer also backs a bill to prohibit creation of state-run health insurance exchange unless specifically authorized by the legislature or voters. The federal health care law gives states until 2014 to create such exchanges, or else federal officials will do so. Governor Jay Nixon is proposing additional training efforts and boosting exports to spur job creation. Nixon traveled today to western Missouri to discuss a development plan he called Missouri Works. The proposal includes setting up an online information center for Missouri businesses seeking to expand exports and suggesting opening export offices in Asia and South America. It also calls for maintaining funding for job training and for helping military veterans by reimbursing employers a portion of new workers' salaries while they complete training. The governor also wants $4 million for the Missouri Science and Innovation Act to offer incentives to science and technology companies. And he wants to help existing automotive suppliers expand. Nixon will provide more details during next week's State of the State speech. Some Republican lawmakers are at odds with members of Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's administration over whether Missouri's job creation tax breaks have been a success or failure. During a House committee hearing today, figures showed a wide gap between the number of jobs anticipated and those actually created by businesses approved for aid under the Missouri Quality Jobs Program. Committee chairs Representative Jay Barnes and Representative Mark Parkinson pressed officials from the Department of Economic Development to acknowledge projects that have not created any jobs or failures. But economic development officials refused to characterize it that way. They stressed that businesses have several years to follow through on their job creation targets and said some companies that have hired no one could still do so. A 40-cent tax levy increase and $50 million bond issue are expected to be discussed at tonight's Columbia School Board meeting. KBIA's Raymond Tunkagar has more.
Speaking on KBIA's Intersection, Columbia School District Superintendent Chris Belcher says the tax levy increase would help keep the district afloat following the expected loss of federal stimulus dollars.
If the state economy continues to slump and we do not get new revenue from the state, failure to do any action locally will result in us having to dismantle some very important programs in Columbia Public Schools that make us special, and we think that's a public decision because it's a public school.
The bond issue would be used to finance improvements on schools and fund new construction. Combined, the two tax increases would cost Columbia homeowners an additional $12.34 a month for a median family home valued at $150,000. Columbia School Board member Jan Meese says she expects the board to approve the increases.
The board has been mulling this over for quite a long period of time and really realizes that the numbers show, is if it's population or if it's operations, we do need enhancement to our budget.
If approved by the school board, Columbia residents will have a chance to vote on the increases during an April ballot. Raymond Tungakar, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Scarlett Robertson.